Okay, so the last topic I'll do for now is the question of who does the Issur Ribbist apply to. So again, this is one of those cases where the Mishnayos clearly are organized in such a different way than modern people think, at least my Rebbeim and I think. I can't help it. I would have put the last mission of the Perek at the beginning of the Perek, which is what is the Issur Ribbist, who does it apply to? But the Mishnah puts it at the end, but I still think it's worth thinking about it at the beginning. So the Mishnah, which according to Hayam and Beis, tells us that Elu Ovrin below Sase, these are all the people that violate the law of Ribbis. Hamalfeva, Haloveva, Aref, Vaedim. The one who lends the money, one who borrows the money, the cosigner, the guarantor, the witnesses. Chachamim Omrim Afasofer. The Chachamim add even the scribe who writes the shtar, who writes the document, over Mishum Lo Sitein. And then there's multiple Isurim that between them they violate. Mishum Lo Sitein, Mishum Altigach Meito. The violation of not giving ribis, or giving money by ribis, and taking money by ribis. Umishum Lo Sia Lo Kenosha, and don't be like a creditor to him. And obviously not all of these, as the Gemara goes on to explain, not all of these apply to everybody. Lotitain obviously applies only to the Malve, Altitach Meito to the Love, Loti Lo Kenosha is the Malve, Shum Lizun Lov Neshech, Mishum Lefne Iver, Lotitain Mechshov, Erezim Alecha, Ani Hashem. The Midrash Rabbah adds to this impressive list the Dayanim, Lotism of Neshech, Lohetrach Lomer Elam Lotasima, Lotusimun, Eloha Edim, Areva Hadayanim, Vasofer Shulahim, Lo Yitoklum, Lofichach Lokim, Kulam. Because they, no one would lend Beribis without it being enforceable, without it having a star and the like. So everybody, including the Dayanim who adjudicate the case, all violate. And the Rambam seems to have another girsa in the Gemara, because Meiri actually has this girsa in the Gemara. The Rambam, we don't know what girsa he had, but he adds yet another one, which is the sur, which is anyone who acts as a go-between to create a deal where there is ribis. So he writes, Kedech shasa lahalvos kach atzer lilavos biribis, just like you can't lend money there is, you can't borrow there is. Shenemar lo teashich leochicha bipiashmo lamdu shezuas har lelove. So we learn that this is a prohibition for the love. Klamar lo tina sheich leochicha v'chein atzer lis asek bin lovo mava biribis. And you can't be involved between them. V'kol mishu arevo sofer o aid b'nehem areza over v'lo sase shenemar lo simon olav neshech. Now, the Rambam is a pretty good summary of the Gemara, so I didn't give the whole Gemara, but the Rambam basically captures it, right, that los simon olav neshech, don't put neshech on him, that's not just the malv and the lova, that's what applies, af l'edim l'arev l'sofer, the people who are involved, talamad sham malva b'reviv over al shisha lavin. The malva violates six. Now, the Gemara says five, but that's just because it's five distinct lavin, but the beginning of the Gemara had already said that everyone who violates neshech violates Tarbit as well, hence you get six. Lotia lo kenosha, as God becholos yizun lo beneshech, umarbis lo tite achlecha, altitach menu, altitach tikach meito neshech vetarbit, los yizun lo neshech, vilif neiver los yiton michshal, and he obviously violates lif neiver because he enabled the lovet to take money by ribbis. Valove over bishnayim, lo tashich le achicha, vilif neiver los yiton michshal, arev veedim, Mechayotman and over an elamishum los simon olav neshech, the kol shemisha yasir sur ben shnehem, osha siye echad mehen, ohreu over mishum lifne iver lositein michshol. Okay, so we have all these Isurim, which, as the Rishonim note at length, and this should be obvious after all the last 2 weeks of Shir, this just highlights the extent to which ribis is a unique Isur, right? This is not just Gezel, this is not just Nezek. Normally, by Gezel, if the person who violates the Isser is only he who steals, not he who was stolen from. Right? This highlights the fact that Ribbis is unique. The fact that there are so many Isurim and everybody involved is violating Isurim. The lender, the borrower, and everybody highlights the uniqueness of Ribbis that we've talked about in the last few weeks.
There is overlap, meaning the Lifne Iver would apply to somebody who Pesach Kor Lagana.
Correct, right, parts of it, right, obviously parts of it, but a special Xer Sakasov, right, to the Lova. Lif Neiver, Yesh Ladon, right? And as Tosfos notes, the Lova doesn't always violate Lif Neiver because someone else, right? I didn't want to get into that because it's really Lif Neiver Shaila, right? But parenthetically, right, Tosfos says that normally we say by Lif Neiver, you only violate Betrei Avrei Denahara, which is generally understood, though Rabbi Novich disagrees with this. you only violate in a case where you enable the person to violate an aver, he couldn't have done it without you. And therefore, the Tosafot says, you only violate lifnei aver, there's no other lova in the entire world who would borrow money, biribis. The Mishnah Melech says this isn't true, because since anybody he would lend money to who's a Jew, he would violate, and it would be aser, that doesn't help you, that's a discussion for another time. But at any rate, the number of Isurim and who it applies to highlight the uniqueness of Ribbis. But the question then becomes, okay, well, what are the connection between these two Isurim? I mean, I get it. Everyone violates Isurim Da'araisa. But is it that really there are multiple Isurim, right? There's Isur on the Malva, there's Misur on the Lova. Is it one big conglomerate Isur that Ribbis is Usur, and therefore anyone who's involved in any process violates the exact same Isur, and therefore all the Isurim are basically identical, you know, with, you know, one violates, you know, two or three aspects of it, the other person violates one aspect of it, but it's all one conglomerate? Are they different types of Isurim? Is the main Isur on the Malva and everything else is derivative? Is the main Isur on the Malva and the Lova and everything else is derivative? I mean, what is the connection between all of these? And we'll see very quickly, I hope, a few nafkaminas. Yeah?
Isn't it pretty clear that it's not the Malva, the Lova, anybody? The Torah doesn't want this to happen. It's way beyond the people involved in this. They don't want it to happen because it is so pernicious. And so I don't know if anybody uses the term that Rashi uses, Mevatzveits, right? In Parshas Mishpatim, where it says, you don't know, all of a sudden you're who knows what, right? So it's seems to me it's in rem rather than in persona, okay? That the persona aspect of it is much smaller than the in rem aspect of it.
Correct. So I think that's definitely one way of taking. That's really the question I'm asking, right? Is it that what we learn from all these Yisurim is that the Torah really thinks that Ribbis is Usur, and therefore anybody involved is Usur because we don't want this result, and therefore all the Yisurim are basically equivalent? And we'll see nafkaminas. For example, what I'm gonna, you know, what we'll touch on is who can get malchus for this, right? Or who's pasul la'idus because of this? Or do you say no? Really, we don't want the malva to do it, or we don't want the malva and lova to do it, and therefore we create derivative of these surim. But there, right? It is about the people, right? That's really going to be the fundamental question that we're going to see. I hope very quickly. No, very quickly. Not I hope. It's going to happen. Fine. So if you look. To see hints of this, or if you look at the Rambam says, "Kol kosev shtar ribbis, harezek kosev umeid alav edim shekofer b'Hashem Elokei Yisrael." Anyone who writes a shtar ribbis is if he is a kofer in the God of Israel. V'chein kol alove umalve b'ribbis, and same thing is true of the love and the malve. Beinon levinatzman arein kekoferin b'Hashem Elokei Yisrael v'kofer b'tzias Mitzrayim shnemar skaz b'chalos sitin lo l'neshech ani Hashem Elokei chemat sherseisias chameret Mitzrayim. So anyone who's involved love malve edim involved in ribbis, he's kofer b'tzias Mitzrayim. So the Bavli says this explicitly about the malve. Anyone who lends money to somebody, biribis, is kofer yitzias Mitzrayim. But the Or Sameach notes, lepele eifan iskor gam belovesh, who kofer yitzias Mitzrayim. The Gemara never said explicitly that the love is kofer yitzias Mitzrayim. Halo bikroi, dechsiv yitzias Mitzrayim, ksivu, lo siten, lo sikach. Dishne meir bemalve, kamosha chashav rabbeinu, biminyan halav and alacha beis. Uvikroi de lobel niskor tzias Mitzrayim. Vichen amur reish perakezu neshech, anu shev chanti vichuli, anu sedli paramisha tolam osav, bovid gilulim, kulu bemalve, vitzarachiyu, and the Or Sameach said, I don't get it. The main iser, the one who is the heretic here, is the malve. But I think you see here already the first level of machlokes. The Or Sameach can't understand, right? The Or Sameach seems to understand that the main iser is on the malve. Everybody else is derivative from him. Therefore, he's the worst. He's the kofer b'tzias Mitzrayim. The Rambam, like Jerry said, doesn't see any difference. Anyone who's involved in ribbis, whoever you are, it's an equal issue. The malva, the lova, the edim, doesn't matter. If you're involved in ribbis, you're kofer b'tzias Mitzrayim. The fact that the Gemara says only by malva, who cares? It's one meta issur. Don't allow ribbis to exist in the world. Another thing. Connection between the issur of malva and lova. So the Tur says, ribbis, ho'el va'asa liyada neva be'milsa. Ma'od ma'od sarach adam lihizoyer b'izir ribbis. You must be very careful about ribbis. V'kama lav and emrubo. There are so many prohibitions about it. V'afilu halove v'anosna over. And even the one borrowing violates ma'she'engen mishtar dini mamanos she'im adam rotz elizok minachosav rashai. But then he says, why is it that even the love violates? Aval mipnei regilos hachet mazir gam belove. Because the sin is so common, so we make the love violate as well. Now, what does that mean? So the Bris Yehuda suggests that maybe what it means is it's a lifnei iver, a unique lifnei iver like Isser d'oraisa, meaning maybe what the Torah thinks is fundamentally the malveh is the main sinner, is the main criminal, but because the Torah really didn't want it to happen, so it didn't suffice with just lifnei iver on the loveh, it made a unique Isser for the loveh. But a way the Bris Yehuda understands the Torah, again, the Isurim of the loveh, the Edom, the Arev, are really Kain lifnei iver Isurim, but the main violator of the prohibition of ribbis is the Malveh, not anybody else. Another way of saying this would have said it's a siag de araisa, right? If not leiv neighbor, it's a siag de araisa, what Yosef Engel calls cases where the Torah itself sets up kein gedarim. But either way, it does sound from the Torah that the malveh is the main violator and everyone else is derivative of this. Yes?
I wasn't here for the first one, but uba marbis lo siten achlecha, right? Isn't that talking about the loveh too?
Yes, but the question is, even so, it may be, right?
But that's just clear that it's
right.
Not,
but it still may be a kein lifnei iver d'oraisa. That's what the
then you have lifnei iver. You don't need.
So that's what the Bris Yehuda says. Maybe what the Torah is saying is because it was so common, we needed to add isurim. But that doesn't change the fact that maybe the main criminal is the malveh. Again, you could.
But is that the correct reading of it?
No.
Sorry, Umaris knows
how to
look
on
it. Umaris, no, don't give your money to the person to take bimarbit. It's loti.
It's umarbis lositeno. Don't give your food in exchange for marbit. Is the way
you can't read it the other way.
No, and there are other psukim that talk about it.
Okay, I was reading it incorrectly. Okay.
But you look at the Ritva. The Ritva just says, how is it that the loveh violates? So he just says, gzeiras hakasufi. Right? So it's gzeiras hakasuf, which makes it sound like, no, it's not some extension of the malveh. It's a, you know, it doesn't make any sense. It's a gzeiras hakasuf. It's a new love, right? That's, you know, that's fine, right? It's not, he didn't give any svar to it. I think he's just saying, yeah, the chiddush of ribbis is malveh is over, the loveh is oser. Don't try to explain it to me. Everyone violates. That's just how it is. If you look at the Moneh HaMitzvos, you'll see indications of this. For example, Yireyim just counts everyone under one big love. Love de ribbis. Right, he just says it's one big Isser, and just like it's Asher the Malva, Isser the Lova, which is again the way I would argue the Rambam really went in his Kofar B'Yetzias Mitzrayim line. That Ribbis, like Jerry said, is a Totsah oriented problem. We don't want Ribbis to exist in our culture, and therefore we offer it on everybody. The Rambam, admittedly, while he indicates this direction in the Moneh HaMitzvos, in the Kofar B'Yetzias rhyme line, in the Minyan HaMitzvos actually has three separate Isurim, but that doesn't prove one way or the other. That just proves there are multiple Isurim. But the Isurim for him are the Loveh, the Malveh, and to be an intermediary, right? So he actually has three different Isurim. Again, you could have read that as he thinks that they're distinct from each other, but not necessarily. It could just mean multiple Isurim going towards the same direction, the Smag, as well as three separate Isurim. Okay. What nafkaminas could we have, though, that would indicate whether, in fact, ribbis is fundamentally an isser on the malveh and everything else is derivative, or is, in fact, equally usser on everybody, so to speak, meaning it's a totsah-oriented thing, therefore everybody involved is usser. So the two that I would point to are the question of psiledos and the question of malchus. So I'm not going to read all these inside, but the... Just to read the beginning of it, and then we'll say it outside. The Mishnah says, "Ve'elin apsulin." Who are pasul edos? Number 12. Amasache v'kuvya v'amalve beribis umafricha yonim v'sochrei shvius. And 13, the Gemara picks up in Amar Rava, "Lova beribis pasul edos v'anan malve beribis." So malve haba beribis. So the Gemara makes it clear that it's not just the malve; it's the malve and the loveh. And the Meiri says very clearly, "Why is the loveh as well?" Because he said the hakdara of what it takes to be possible ages is anyone who violates a sin, mipnei chamas, right? Because he needs money, mipnei chimud mamon. And he says, look, I understand why the malveh is, because he wants extra money, but the loveh is also, because he shouldn't take money, beribis. He needs the money to borrow, and he's not supposed to take it beribis. The fact that he's taking it beribis shows that he is, right? That he also is homemade mamon shalo kidin. So in this Gemara, at least in the level of Psul Eidos, I would say that at least the Malva and the Lova seems to be clearly primary Yisurim. I mean, whatever you say motivated the Yisur of the Lova, even if you say it's a Lifnei Iver or Siag type thing, in the end of the day, when it comes to the Psul Eidos, we put it front and center. The Malva and the Lova are both Psul Eidos. But what about the other ones who are more likely to be derivative, the Arev and the Edim and the like? So here, it's already much less clear. The Rabbeinu Yerucham, in 15, the Kesem Mishnah quotes, the Rabbeinu Yerucham interprets the Rambam as saying the Edim are kosher leidos, right? The Edim are kosher leidos, which seems to indicate that the way that Rabbeinu Yerucham understood the Rambam, right? Again, I'm not sure this is true in the Rambam. The Kesem Mishnah himself says it's not true in the Rambam, but the Rabbeinu Yerucham thinks it's at least plausible that the Edim are not included in the prohibition, perhaps because they're only a derivative Isser, and they're not the fundamental Isser. But the Kesem Mishnah himself pushes back and says no. I would think that, in fact, right, the Rambam, right, why would you say that, right? He said, V'ani Omer Shezeh Mishnah Shleima. Sorry, other way around. The Ketan Mishnah agrees with that. V'ani Omer Shezeh Mishnah Shleima. V'einam Yochel Arabeinu Al V'ein Misham Raya Shem Psulem Sha'aval B'Sha'ovrim Lo Sassimu and Kevin Einam B'nei Malkus. The Gam Kane. One second. Right, sorry. Rabbi Yerucham thinks the Rambam thinks they're not Pasul Eidos, but he himself thinks they're Pasul Eidos. The Kesem Mishnah thinks even the Rambam agrees with Rabbi Yerucham that they're Pasul Le'idos.
Can you have a contract of Ribbis without Eidos?
Yes. Yes. So again, at least that question, I think, may hang on this question, right? If you think that... Now, who holds what is a bit complicated, as Kesem Mishnah notes, but if you think that the primary Isser is on the Malva and the Lova, so maybe they're the only ones who are Pasul Eidos. If you think that, no, it's a Tosa-oriented Isser, then everybody involved equally participates in this meta-sin, so then I would understand why everyone's Pasul Eidos. Now, the Halacha, Tosfos says that the Edim and the Arev are not Pasul Eidos, but if you look at 16... He says, for a technical reason. Right, there's a rule that even when you violate an Isser D'Oraisa, if you don't think you're violating an Isser D'Oraisa, you're not Pasul Eidos. Right? You may have done something wrong, but you can only be Pasul Eidos when you willingly violate an Isser. Now, Satosis therefore says, even though it's true that the Arev should also be Pasul Eidos, he isn't because he doesn't realize he's violating an Isser. Well, you see from Tosos fundamentally is that the Malva, the Lova, the Arev, everybody should be equal Pasul Eidos. He's not willing on a fundamental level to distinguish. He just says, on a technical level, maybe you could distinguish, but fundamentally, the Malva, the Lova, the Arev, everyone's part of one being conglomerate, and therefore everyone should, in fact, violate. I gave you here the Shach, who quotes the Ramban. The Ramban thinks that lahalacha, they actually are Pasul Eidos. If you look in the Sma, the Sma thinks, again, that the Arev is Pasul Eidos. And again, I think at least, right, part of this question is fundamental, but part of it is technical, but at least something to think about it. Another question, I think, which we're going to come back to, but I just want to mention it now, is the question the Rama raises. By Ribbis Derabanan, does the Lova violate? So the Rama says, by Ribbis Derabanan, only the Malva violates and not the Lova. I think that Shita is under the assumption, assumes, that the Malva and Lova aren't equal participants in Ribbis. Because if Malva and Lova were equal participants in Ribbis, then even by Ribbis Derabanan, then everybody should be Aser. If you think that even on the, or at least I want to open this as a possibility, right? If you think that the Lova is just a derivative Aser, it's like a Kain Lifnei Iver Daraisa, so maybe, by Ribbis Derabanan, the Lova won't violate. Maybe not. We could have other explanations for it. You could say that, no, by Ribbis Derabanan...
It's like Gzera
Derabanan. It's only a Malva, right. Now, the truth is that we have Ribbis Derabanan... The evidence to push in the opposite direction is that we have Ribbis Derabanan, which only applies to the Lova, not the Malva, which is Ribbis Dvarim. So the fact that we have some Ribbis Derabanan, which applies only to the Malva, and some which only applies to the Lova, tends to push against this, though if you look at the Achronim, some of them think that no, all Ribbis Derabanan should only be on the Malva, unless it's impossible, and then we put it on the Lova. Which again, points in the direction that maybe the fundamental over is the Malva, not the Lova, maybe not. I gave you the discussion here of the Shach. Okay, let me just finish this point, and then we'll take question, but we're going over time. The last question I would mention on this is, really is the Malkus question, is who gets Malkus? So, the Rambam says that nobody gets Malkus because it's a lav shenitan lehishavon, because it can be given back. Now, the problem that everybody raises is, what do you mean it can be given back? So sure, the malva can fix his sin by giving back the money, but the lova can't fix his sin by giving back the money. The arev can't fix his sin by giving back the money, right? The only person who it's in lavanitan le shavon, or navanitan la se for that matter, is the malva. So how can the Rambam say that, oh, it's a lavanitan le shavon, so nobody gets malchus? Not the malva, not the lova, not the arev, not the edim. Doesn't make any sense. So I think from the Rambam it's clear that the Rambam thinks it's one big, right? Sorry. From this Rambam, I would actually think, right, it's the, right, that he thinks, well, one of two things. Either the main isser is on the malva, and if he can fix it, so mamela, no one else can get malchus, or you're just saying, no, it's one big conglomerate, right? If the lav as a lav is given over to be fixed, or given to returned, then everybody involved, right, the lav as a category is one which is nitan lashavon, malva, lova, edim, arev, doesn't matter. The only way to say that the arev and the edim are going to get malchus is to say there's five separate isurim, right? They each have their own nature, and therefore the malve may be the most egregious sinner, maybe not, but he can fix it. The love maybe can't fix his sin. The arev, maybe he can't fix his sin, and therefore even if it's a lesser sin, they are fundamentally distinct, and therefore they can get malchus. The Sefer HaChinuch makes it clear that he takes the right, the malve fundamental approach, right? He says, over al zeh, v'nasa sofer, arev o'ed b'milve, over alav zeh, aval ein lokin alav shafilu ha-malve ein b'malko, sheri nitan lehi shavon. Right, he says, ribbis is malve-oriented, and therefore, if the malve doesn't get malkos, for whatever reason, v'ein o'bedin, nahani doesn't machmaseh, he's chavo malkos, no one else can get it. On the other hand, the Rajba says no. The Rajba says, in fact, the arev can get malchus, right? The arev can get malchus, which indicates that no, he thinks that these are separate isurim. Each person has their own isur. The malva happens to be able to fix it. The edim can't fix it. The arev can't fix it. And therefore, they in fact can get malchus for their isur, even though the malva doesn't. I gave you here the summary from the Nesivos Shalom, not the Slonimber, the Nesivos Shalom on Hilchos Ribbis, where he notes that the Rambam says that nobody gets malchus. The Gra asks, why doesn't the loka get, what the lova get malchus? He can't give back the money. So the Gidulei Truma says, like I just explained, right, based on the Chinuch, because maybe the fundamental isser is on the malve, and therefore everyone else is derivative from him. If the malve doesn't get edim, then the lova can't either. Okay, I gave you the another piece in the Siva Shalom. Right, a similar question is whether the lav of the love is fixed, or the lav of the Erevin is fixed when the malve gives back the money, which is again a similar machlokes to this. Okay, the last thing I'm not going to read inside, and we're going to come back to it, that's related to this question is, can you distinguish between the malve, the love, and the Erevin, and the Edim when they violate? Meaning, do they violate when they give the money, or when they make the deal? So some of the mafarshim try to distinguish and say the malve violates when he makes the deal, and the lova only violates when he gives the money. I think if you make a distinction, that means you clearly see distinct isurim, because they violate at different times. If you say that no, they all must violate at the same time, which is either at the time when you make the deal or the time when you make the money, that's because you see the isurim as interrelated. I gave you the Avnei Nezer, who cites Machlokes on this point. I won't read it inside for lack of time, but I think that's yet another nafka in this question of the to the extent to which the isurim are related to each other. Okay.